Podtacular number 349, the Wacky Halo World, for February 26, 2013.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm, and this time we are looking at something a little bit different from what we've been talking about recently with Halo 4. We're kind of moving into a little bit more of a custom realm, so to speak. So to talk on that topic, I have two lovely guest hosts, one of which I don't think he's been on the show before, but we've been well acquainted for a while, and that would be Insane 54. So welcome to the show officially.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then we have I believe this is one of your partners in crime, Mick Raider.
Correct.
So welcome to the show, both
Thanks.
Of you.
I also go by Vincent Thor if you've ever seen me on Xbox.
Okay. So we are going to be talking about the wonderful world of Halo Customs. And now, since there's a little bit of news that came out today with the fact that the Halo 4 web file share is now available and open to use, that we're probably going to see a lot more involvement with Customs. The fact that you can actually link to Customs now, add it to your file share, and download them to your console. I think you guys are kind of get a pretty big jump here in the next week or so. But before we get into that, let's get to introductions. Why don't both of you kind of give us a little detail of what community you're with, who you're representing, how you got your start in Halo, what your kind of knacks in the Halo universe are. And Aaron, why don't you start it off?
All right. I'm Insane 54. I started doing Halo pretty much as Halo 3 came out. And then I jumped on to 4chub just as it was beginning. And I ended up running that site between, I think it was 2008 and 2011. And that was really cool because I got to run the site from, you know, like a few hundred members or some thousand members to like 70,000 members. And then I left due to personal reasons. And recently, Halo Customs has been my new project, which is kind of trying to make a interface so that people can interact with each other in a way that they couldn't before. People can meet each other rather than people can just post stuff and then leave it there. So I've been doing community management since I was 11, and yeah.
That's a pretty young age to be doing community management.
Yeah.
He's an overachiever.
All right. Well, why don't Vincent, why don't you give us your little story into the Halo universe?
So I started playing Halo probably 10 years ago now, at a hotel with my buddies while drinking some kind of light alcohol. But anyways, so I played with them a couple times. I wasn't able to have an Xbox as a kid, so pretty much the only time I ever got to play Halo was when it came out on Halo PC. So I played that for a while, but unfortunately I stopped playing that before Halo Custom Edition came out, so I never really got to experience that world. But I turned 18 and moved to college, and I was able to buy my first Xbox, and at that point Halo 2 had just come out. So I played probably about 7,000 games in Halo 2. So needless to say, I enjoyed Halo.
That's a lot of games.
Yeah. And I mean, this was in Xbox days, you know, too. So there weren't exactly a lot of people playing. But at the same time, you know, we were all pretty much ready for Halo 3 to come out. And I was always kind of interested in building Forge maps, but like it was really limited when Halo 3 first came out. And I wasn't really about to start building stuff on Zanzibar.
Those were the best maps, by the way.
There were some pretty interesting ones, definitely. But I tried making a really, really bad map on Foundry, but I never posted it anywhere. And then when Sandbox finally came out, that's kind of when I started to take an interest in forging more seriously than I had been. And for those of you that played Halo 3, I made a map called Blackout. Basically, I was pretty distraught at the Blackout remake, and I felt like Lockout deserved a more true-to-form remake. I think that map kind of put me on the board, so to speak. People started to take notice of that. And I'll try not to bore you with the details of my Halo Forging career, but basically I made a couple maps. Two of them were in Reach matchmaking, and now I've just been forging in Halo 4 after finding a newfound interest in Halo.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a little wordy, I guess.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Actually, probably just about right. So tell us a little bit about the community you guys have started. There's a, and you guys have definitely gotten a lot of press recently, and it seems like you guys are doing a hell of a job over at your new website, halocustoms.com. So give us the full rundown of the site and what you kind of promote over there.
Okay, so the biggest thing about our website is this, the games section that we've got, and that's something that I don't think any other site really offers. If you would go to our website and click on games, then you'll see that there's an open resource where people can create a game, or you can view games, you can there's just like a list of games, and you can say that you're coming to it, and then you can send a message to the guy that's hosting the event. So that will mean that people are able to meet other people they otherwise would never have met over this interface. And, you know, we've got Darth Human's lobby right here. I didn't even know he was on the website, actually. But he's got, he's got 13 people that are saying they're coming. And so that will mean that he can fill up his party in, just by sending invites, rather than having to know 13 friends. He can just send around invites to people that said that they're coming. So that's the biggest thing. That's something that I'm hoping as the site progresses will help integrate the Halo community with itself, because there's a lot of different cliques and a lot of different fragments of the Halo community right now. And by having a central resource to come to and play games with, then, you know, people who would have otherwise been stuck in their own little area will meet people from other areas, and then they'll increase the amount of enjoyment they get out of the game, I think. We've also got our own little podcast run by Big Stack. We've got general discussions. And we've also got a Halo 4 map section and recommended maps. Basically everything you need to host a game successfully and everything you need to join a game that you want to join.
Very nice. Sounds like a pretty good system you guys got going there. So what's the user base up to, and kind of what's the activity on the site? Because you're still a pretty recent site in terms of being in existence.
Right. We launched about a month ago, I think. A little
no,
over a month.
2 months ago.
Was it?
2 months ago, pretty much.
It was
much
a little under 2 months. It was like...
No, it's over 2 months now. We started right before...
That's when we started working on it, but we hadn't released until January.
So we're almost up to 2 months now. January 6th will be 2 months, I think.
Yeah, something like that. And we've got about 5,500 members. We see about, I'd say, 600 to 700 of them at any given day. The activity obviously increases mostly over the weekend, where we often see over 100 games in one day, which is crazy. It's awesome to see. Pretty much every day, even the weekdays, have like 35, 50 games going on. And I think... Yeah, I think a good estimate would be 600 to 700 per day.
Very nice.
Any given moment, we're seeing about 100 people online. A lot of guests are looking at our website, and then a lot of people are registering. We're definitely growing at a really fast rate. This last week, we were growing at about 50 people a day. So the biggest other community, 343 Industries, is growing at about, 70, 80 a day, which is pretty decent comparatively to some of the other Halo communities. But we're definitely picking up pace and fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think a big reason is just it's so easy to get parties going. I was just feeling like playing today around 3 p.m. my time, and I created a lobby, and within about 10 minutes, I had a full group going, and we were playing 8v8, or, 4v4 games almost instantly.
That's really great. I know for me, it's a little bit harder because I actually work.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm
today
not...
I actually took off, so that's the only reason I was able to play at that time.
All right. So it's just kind of one of those things where it's I guess you really have to have the time in order to really hit all the events. But from what it sounds like, you guys have enough events going on over there to where you can find a match just about any time of the day.
Exactly.
Just about, yeah.
Do you have a significant international pull to the website? Like people from Australia, the UK?
I wouldn't say Australia Europe. So much, but we're definitely picking a lot of users from Europe. We have quite a sizable amount of people in the UK and Ireland, and even a few members from Germany and Austria. So we're pretty well diverse throughout the world.
I think we have a decent population of Aussies too. And New Zealand is big for some reason. We had like a really cool graph of where all our activity was coming from a while ago. I haven't seen it in a bit, but we were getting, I think we get a lot of activity from like Brazil and stuff like that too, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm surprised we aren't seeing more Brazilian posters. Maybe they just haven't been paying enough attention.
Interesting. Brazil is not something I would imagine would be a high count, but I guess that's...
They're growing at a really fast rate, and more people are getting, kind of the luxury items like Xboxes.
I guess, yeah. That's kind of interesting.
Because I live in Colorado, so my network goes directly to South America. So I get paired up with a lot of Brazilians.
Wait, what? What do you mean connection? Huh?
I live in Colorado, so the way the internet is run is it goes from Chicago to Denver, I think to Mexico City, and then down into South America, into Brazil. And so when it's trying to make connections for the game, it'll favorably put me in a game with Brazilians.
That does not make any sense, but okay.
It just has to do with the way the internet has traveled. And
that's not how the internet should travel, but okay.
It's just because there's main hubs and lines and stuff like that. If you've ever seen a map of the internet.
Oh, I have. Believe me. I mean, I'm a computer science major. I know how the internet flows. It's just...
You must have a weird internet service provider.
You have a really, really odd internet service provider.
Comcast, but...
Comcast should not be routing you through South America for
any
means.
It's not that it's routing me. It's that it's routing them up here because that they're trying to get connections and just aren't able to find any.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it's just proximity.
That's what's happening. Proximity.
Okay.
They're piggybacking off my connection to get a better connection.
I thought you were saying like your actual exit point for your internet is in South America. I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
No. They're coming up. I'm not going down.
Okay.
Sorry, that I should have made sense. That. Yeah.
All right. Anyways, besides the tech talk of the night.
Yeah, how the internet works.
We just lost about 50% of our listeners right there.
What happens when you get an engineer and a computer science in the room?
Yeah, I work with engineers all day. That's what I do at work. So, all right, the amount of customs in Halo 4, I think, has kind of been stagnant for a little while. Due to a couple of different things, one of them being, I've heard a lot of complaints from people about the limited forge capabilities, and then there's always been the file share issue, and I believe it was about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer, that we actually got the file share working in the game, and actually today, literally 4 or 5 hours ago, the web version of the file share was made available, and it's fully functional. I was tweeting with one of the 343 folks, and it is right now in its current state fully functional. One big drawback, though, is that a lot of people are complaining about so far, at least from the Twitter streams I've read, is that you can't actually download stuff to your console from the web portal. You can add it to your file share. So whenever you go and view a file, there's a button that says add to. That'll add it to your file share, and then you can go back into the game, pull up your file share, and then download it to your console. There's no button on there that says download to console. So that's one kind of caveat to how the system currently is run. But the big... Yeah, that's kind of one of those big things I think a lot of people are kind of wish was currently there. That's currently not. I think you guys may know Rukari, but we kind of chewed his ears out, I think, and he's kind of, I think, taken that feedback and probably has passed it along to some people that really need to hear it. So we may see some changes down the pipeline. Who knows? One thing that you can do, however, that I think a lot of people have been waiting for anxiously, is you can finally download your screenshots.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That it is about time for that.
Yeah, so you can go to your file share, you can go to your friend's file share, you can click on one of their images, and then there will be a nice little download button, and it actually gives you a DL count of how many times a certain file has been downloaded. Just screenshots, not any other files, but you can download those screenshots and do whatever you want with them. Now, the actual size of the screenshot is somewhat significantly smaller than it was for Halo 3 and Halo Reach, but nonetheless, there's screenshots that you can download.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we're trying to do, like, map, it's really hard to ask people to, you know, like, use a stream or, you know, use a cap card or use an application or take a picture with your phone or something. Like, it's at least nice to be able to say, you know, this is how you can get a picture of your map.
Yeah,
yeah, like, definitely.
That's a big thing for us, at least.
Right.
And I know they can improve on it, but it's, you know, I'm not going to complain about it until they've had time to improve it. I'm not going to complain about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always try to stay on the positive side of things, and I'm just thankful it's finally working and I can post links to maps instead of having to go about some weird method of using some USB extraction tool or whatever else, you know. So it's nice guessing, just having something easy.
Yeah. I'm guessing now we're probably going to see a big site change coming from you guys here in the next week or so with being able to actually link to maps, and now you can actually post screenshots of your maps to these places.
Yeah, we're hoping to. We've got a really good web dev team, including myself.
Only yourself, pretty much.
Only myself, basically, yeah.
It's the best ever. It's just him.
Yeah, it's just me. And then when I have schoolwork, then all the updates stop. But
I'll say this, it makes program management a lot easier.
Yeah.
You're just managing yourself.
I had it best.
Yeah.
I've been able to go through updates, like, you know, I think I should make this, and then, you know, I work on it for a couple hours, and then we have a new feature, and, like, that's how it's worked, which is nice. Yeah.
He's definitely doing a lot of the suggestions that people have, so he's very open to ideas, and I think that's really helping the site grow and expand.
It's very good.
But that said, hopefully we'll have something really nice ready. We've been trying to get something working for maps for a while, and it's not quite there yet, but hopefully we can rush that out and have it, like, all integrated. I like when things are very integrated. Like, we've got live streaming actually integrated into the site.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it gives you a little blinking red dot so people know that you're live streaming.
Oh, that's cool.
And it embeds in the thread so people can watch it, and you can chat with people as they're watching your thread.
That'll have to be useful for something that I'll announce here near the end of the show. So, dive a little bit into kind of the other aspect of Halo Customs. You mentioned the fact that you can post that you're looking for people, that you have events and stuff, but looking through the website, you also have kind of a portal area in the forums where you can have people to post game types and maps. So walk us through that portion of the site.
Wait, which, the Halo 4 maps?
Yeah.
Like the map submission? Right now, the map submission is very, very loose. We just ask that you have a description, you include a picture or a video, and how to download your map. So that would be a link or your file share. Hopefully, in basically what should be happening is that we're working on a very integrated system where there's going to be a big link that says, you know, download this map. There's going to be different tabs so you can put your pictures in one tab and your description in another tab. And there's going to be like a very nice integrated solution where you can, you can basically showcase off your maps to other people. And they can see it.
Cool. I'm guessing game types kind of go along with map submissions that you have on here.
Yeah, and obviously you can't really include a picture of a game type, but you can kind of try to give us an idea of what it's like.
Pretty much all of the maps and game types are in the same forum with different tags. So mini games have a tag, and then competitive maps have a tag, etc.
Oh, okay, I see.
And then I'm looking at that right now, actually. If you click on a tag, then it sorts by that tag. So that kind of lets you say, okay, I want a competitive map, and then you can get only competitive maps.
That's really cool. What forum board software do you use?
This is Zenforo.
I've never actually heard of that, actually.
Yeah, nobody has really cool. found it.
Well, it flows very well. Now, granted, I think it needs a little bit sprucing up. I think it needs to be a little bit more lively, but...
Yeah, it's hard to walk that balance between, you know, lively and unprofessional. That's kind of what I'm dealing with at the moment.
Yeah, it looks like you need a little bit of graphics design person to come in and help a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest with the graphics.
I mean, other than that, the site flows well. It just looks bland of colors.
Yeah, it's very gray, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, it looks quite interesting. I've looked at it a couple of times, and I just signed up literally before we started recording this. So I'll have to kind of explore the site after we're done. But as far as kind of the custom scenes go, what have you guys seen so far from Halo 4 in terms of custom maps, game type, and all that stuff? Has there been a big kind of population rush here before the Halo 4 file share and then after it was delivered on the console? And then I'm guessing we'll probably see another big push since the web stuff was here. But what have you seen trend-wise via Halo 4 customs?
I didn't see that big of a push when FileShare became available. I think it didn't really matter much to us really, because it was, it didn't really help in terms of easy access for us. We're already going to somebody's FileShare, so this searching way doesn't really help much. But the new way is going to be really big, because that means that we can now share online, and that means that you no longer have to type in somebody's gamer tag, search through their file share. Like, you can just go straight there. So I expect a really big rush of people looking for new maps and stuff. I think a big thing that's been really prevalent actually is mini games actually in Halo 4, huge compared to what I saw in Halo 3 and Reach, which is awesome to me. Like, mini games and Flood were connected with the Halo Forge epidemic, and they show off a lot of maps that are really popular on our site too. But it's really cool. I think the Halo 4 has a lot of competitive possibilities, but like the majority of the custom games I see are mini games. And I'm kind of hoping that we end up seeing more of a variety actually with this file share change. So maybe people will have an easier time connecting competitive maps to each other, and maybe we'll see more, casual games, and we'll see more, there's all kinds of different games that we're not seeing a ton of right now. Griffball's one.
Really? You're not seeing much?
No. I've seen a few, one, I guess.
But it unfortunately is not really on our site very much yet.
Well, I'm guessing with some of the other, since there are other bigger Halo Griffball communities, they're probably taking a lot more attention there than they are here.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that there isn't any activity of these kinds. I'm saying on our site, the majority is minigames. And true. I'm hoping more and more communities join up because we're not trying to steal members from anyone. We're trying to connect people.
Right.
So, you know, if you're on Griffball Hub, then you can still stay attached to Griffball Hub and, you know, come here to set up a game or something. Like, that's totally cool with me, and that helps connect all the different communities and lets them all enjoy the game types that otherwise would have only been held at Griffball Hub.
Right.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see more connections with us and, like, the Halo Council and other more competitive communities as well, because I think we are, there's a lot of very focused members on Flood and minigames. And I think competitive and even like casually competitive is pretty much a minority on the website.
Mm-hmm. Also, testing with Forge and testing is another area I'd really like to see grow with all the Forge communities. It would be great to join up. And, you know, you can run a map test very easily on the site. And that's why I think we'd be we are a great resource for any Forger. Anyone who's trying to test games or just, you know, have a good time.
Yep.
Very nice.
I definitely use Halo Customs anytime I have to test my maps. Very convenient to just get a group of people going. And while there aren't exactly a lot of members that are outright seeking casually competitive, they're definitely willing to play it.
All right. Very nice. As far as game types go, are there certain game types that are not in Halo 4 that have been in the past games that you would like to see kind of brought back? I hear someone venting over there.
That's a huge question.
Yeah, golf. I mean,
one flag.
Yeah, one ball, oddball, or I mean, assault.
Assault.
Neutral
yeah.
assault. Neutral flag.
How about race?
Race.
I mean, VIP would have been better. VIP. I think VIP encases race, basically, to me.
Yeah.
VIP was huge to me, because most of my maps were designed around VIP. And
it's kind of been taken over by Regicide in a way.
The problem with Regicide is that you can't have any effects on anybody else besides the king.
Right.
Which is what made VIP so interesting.
Yeah.
You also can't. There's no, like, stockpile was a really good one. Simply because just the ability to bring objects to a location is pretty pivotal.
Yeah, the whole foraging system in Reach was incredible.
It was. It made the game what it was. Unfortunately, it had some issues that I don't really want to get into. But
yeah. Well, the insane game type was just opened the doors up to different custom games. It was just outstanding and mind-blowing on what kind of maps people were able to create because of that insane game type.
Definitely. It was, if that could be combined with the current ball-throwing mechanism, Halo 4 would easily have the best custom games ever.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like really puzzling like stuff that wasn't included, and a lot of custom options I don't think would be that difficult to implement just kind of seem to be left out for no real apparent reason. We're hoping that there's some kind of title update that fixes that, or at least in Halo 5, that they, you know, they go really in-depth with the...
Yeah, I'm hoping with Halo 3, they really... Or not, sorry, not Halo 3, Halo 5, that they take a lot of the feedback the community has provided with all the aspects of Halo 4. I mean, people have complained about the campaign... not as much.
I don't see anything to complain about. That campaign was very good, I thought.
Well, so there's when you get to the nitty gritty details of the story and how some of the stuff was actually portrayed and delivered in the campaign, there are some holes. There's some things that if you haven't read the books, you don't really get that part of the story. So most of the things that people had issue with the campaign was the delivery mechanism and how the story actually flowed. But other than that, the gameplay, the graphics were freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Not as many complaints with Spartan Ops. There were definitely a lot of just how the characters act in the environments that we played over and over again for the first half of Spartan Ops Season 1, but the second half was a lot more favorable. And then War Games, with all the tiny little bugs that are in there and all the fixes that they've had to do and not having some of the options in custom games and other game types not available there, and the bugs in matchmaking and multiplayer, like the Bolt Shot, for instance, which thankfully got a nerf.
Decent nerf.
Yeah, decent nerf. I'm a little bit
I think it was a fair nerf.
It was.
Could have been a little better, but you know.
Yeah, I still think that the range is a little too much, but I it sits better with me now that the range has been decreased from 25 freaking feet to 15 feet.
Yeah.
It's like, no wonder I was standing a mile away from the guy and got killed with a bolt shot.
When you're losing a shotgun to a bolt shot, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
One idea I heard and had myself was, instead of having it be a shotgun type effect, instead a quick burst of all rounds in the gun. So just a quick rapid fire of everything, unloading all the clip.
Well, if you see how many projectiles come out of the dang thing, it almost looks like there should be enough projectiles that take up the entire clip, and instead it just takes up half the clip.
Yeah, but I'm saying instead of a shotgun effect, more of a rapid fire.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That so way like a, you like at least a BR... have to kind of maintain accuracy when shooting it.
Got it.
That's good.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know how easy that is to implement, or if the people that can make the changes can make the changes, or if, you know...
I think as long as they take the feedback for Halo 5 and they just work it into the game and actually take the time and effort to really... Because they have, for the most part, they have the storytelling down. They have the established universe, and they've kind of already jump-started their story of Halo. So they have that down pat. Now they need to put the extra effort, instead of the storyline, into the actual game mechanics of Halo 5.
And I think a big reason is that they're very limited with the Xbox 360. I mean, Bungie constantly went on about how, they were pushing it to the limit, and, you know, what can you do after that? And obviously, they found a way to make it even better, but at the cost of just really destroying the Xbox. So I'm hoping that with the Durango, they were able to make a more fully finished game that really reflects their true skills. I find this one to be a lot like the Halo 2 of their series, a little forced and a little undertimed. Hopefully they can pick it up for make their Halo 3, per se.
Right. So, no, I'm completely on board with you there. So I'm hopeful, though. I'm hopeful for Halo 5.
I'm trying to remain cautiously optimistic. You know, I enjoy Halo 4 in a way I wish I could have enjoyed Reach. It feels much more like old-style kind of Halo 2 to me. I've heard it called Halo 2.5, and I think that's a pretty apt comparison.
All right. Let's move on to just kind of wrapping stuff up, because I think we've covered most of what your site is about. We covered the fact that the web portal is now available for the file share. Is there anything that's kind of coming down the pipeline for your site in terms of site updates or capabilities? I know with the web-based file sharing, you're probably going to jump on that opportunity, but is there anything else kind of down the pipeline that you're looking to incorporate to the site, partnerships that you're looking to
establish? Is huge for me, especially because I knew so many people from you know, having ran Forge Hub. Like, I knew you, I knew all the people at THFE that helped jumpstart the site. I knew a bunch of people at 343. So we had like the being able to partner with people is really huge to me, even if it's not that beneficial to me, because to the site, because that means that more people are coming to the site and they're meeting other people they wouldn't. Like I keep saying, I think that's huge, that people can meet other people that they otherwise would never have played with. And you know, you can play with like game types you otherwise wouldn't have played. You can learn new stuff when you're playing with new people. And by partnering with a different fragment, that means that fragment now can get, you know, integrated with us, and they can keep their own identity with their own website. So if there's any Halo community is like completely urge them to come and contact me and see if we can partner up and do stuff together, because it's really awesome to see new people from new backgrounds, and hopefully this will help connect a lot of the fragmentation that's been going on since Halo 2. It kind of turned from like, these are my friends, to this is my set of friends that I only play with, and I'll never play with anyone out of there. And that's what I'm hoping to combat with this site.
Very nice. Have you had any... You kind of briefly mentioned 343 earlier. Have they kind of helped you in any way, kind of kickstart your site and get people attracted to what you guys are doing?
Oh, yeah. Of course, BS Angel has been great. Me and her have been in contact for a long time, and she helped kick us off on their Facebook and Twitter. We actually had an interview with Chris Schlurf, who's the senior writer of 343. He wrote the story for Halo 4, and we did an interview with him, and it was really neat. Well worth checking out on our site. And basically, the people there are really down to earth, and they know what they're doing. And I think they see how important it is to help grow the communities that support them.
Great. Fantastic. Vincent, you're a little quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm just kind of letting Insane do all the discussion of the website.
This is like my kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like his baby, so, you know, I got to let him talk about it. But I do kind of want to talk about 343 for a minute. I hear a lot of people saying that they're not listening, and I don't think that's really fair to them. I think that they're listening incredibly well. I think they're very well connected to the community in a way that I don't see in many other developers. I just feel like they're very limited by things right now that are out of their control. So I think that we just need to kind of give them time and accept Halo 4 for what it is. It's not perfect, but it's still a really great game. And, but anyways, onto the site. My hope with connecting with 343 is that we can develop a better relationship with them, kind of work with them on creating a custom community that is supported by 343. Not in a way, maybe in the future we could possibly get an integration where you request an invite from the game, from the website, or you send an invite from the website, something like that. Obviously, we're always dreaming of new ways to make it nicer to join games and get into games. And we don't want to discriminate, or not, that's the wrong word choice. We don't want to discourage people from hosting games. But at the same time, we want to make sure that there's the equal balance of hosting and people looking for games. So these are all things we're just trying to think about and fix and solve for the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Very good.
I think we also need to remember that this is 343's like first real title, and
yeah.
I think they did an incredible job given their time frame.
I agree. I love Halo 4 a lot.
Personally, I think Halo 4 is much better than Reach. There's nothing like against Bungie, because I love Bungie, but I think Halo 4 feels more full featured. It feels like how a game should be rather than a bunch of gimmicks. And that's what gives me a lot of hope that Halo 5 will be really great, because instead of throwing gimmicks at the game, they've tried to, you know, evolve the gameplay to something new. And I think if they continue doing what they're doing and working on tweaking and making it perfect, that Halo 5 will be the best Halo game easily.
I think the potential is definitely there for them to come out with something that's high quality, top notch, that everyone's going to be really excited for.
They certainly have the resources.
Yeah, they do. They have plenty of people, and I think the feedback that they've gotten from the community has been very helpful. It hasn't been too like degrading or demeaning in such a way, but I think that 343 is kind of really open to what the community has to say. And from the people that work there and from the people I know work there, they're going to be looking to make this as much our game as it is the game that they want to make and have fun with themselves.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, all right. So thank you guys for coming on and talking about your site and what you guys do.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
So to the special announcement, we are actually going to be starting our customs night, and it's going to be called Wacky Wednesdays, and that's going to be starting next week. So that will be March 4th, I believe. March 6th. So March 6th is going to be our first Wacky Wednesdays, and we're going to be kind of partnering up with Halo Customs to get our first set of custom maps and have our first official custom game nights. And that will be happening alongside Monday night matchmakings, which happen every Monday at 8:30. So we're going to be doing Wacky Wednesdays at 8:30 on Wednesday nights every week. So
awesome.
That's our kind of special announcement.
Awesome.
Well, hopefully we can get some more people in that way.
Who's going to be hosting Wacky Wednesday? See you?
That will be me, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
That sounds great.
So 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 1:30 a.m. UTC. And that will be our Wacky Wednesdays. Some people have asked for like a international day. So someone proposed the ideas of Foreign Friday. The only thing is I still work on Fridays, so having that kind of thing may be not quite there. It does go well with the play on word and everything, but we are looking to have a game night for our international listeners, so we're working on that one as well. But Wacky Wednesdays is the next thing on the list. So the big game nights are Monday Night Matchmaking, which is on Mondays, Halo 2 Tuesdays, which is going to be starting on March 13th, no, 12th, the Tuesday, second Tuesday of March. That's going to be starting then. And then it's going to be the second and fourth Tuesdays until Halo 2 for the PC dies off or whatever they manage to do with it. Then Wacky Wednesdays are starting next week, and then we'll have our international days at some point.
That sounds great.
Yeah, very cool, man.
We should also mention that on the site, we don't even need to use time zones. So a lot of people from the UK and such, have their time zones automatically adjusted, or everyone has their time zones automatically adjusted. So that means that a lot of people in the UK are realizing that they can actually play with people in America and stuff like that. I think a lot of people don't know how to do the time zone
conversion.
Yeah. So it automatically does that for you, and I think that really helps. That'll really help the people that aren't really sure what those times that you listed are in relation to them.
Yeah. Cool. That's really, really helpful, because one of the big questions whenever we set up game nights, or whenever, I guess, anyone sets up game nights, is like, what time zone?
Right.
So, yeah. That's awesome. Another special announcement that's not exactly related to this topic, but it's important to the podcast overall, is for our next episode, episode 350 is going to be the first episode we are going to be doing our live streaming podcast. So for episode 350, we will be streaming that live on Twitch TV. And you can come in, listen to the show, and we'll take live comments as we go through the podcast, and we'll address stuff in the chat. And this is going to be done every Thursday. We usually record at 8, start somewhere between 8 and 8:30. So we'll be doing that starting this Thursday, which is going to be February 28th. And you can come in and listen to us do the podcast live. And then afterwards, awesome. you can go over to listen to the Griffball Hubcast, because they start their podcast at 10 p.m. Oh, wow. Eastern time. So we'll be starting ours at 8, trying to start to as close as 8 as possible. And then you can, when you're done, if you haven't gotten your Halo full enough, then you can go on over to the Hubcast and listen to them. Now, they talk a lot more about their league and stuff, but they do have segments where they talk about Halo news. But it's usually like a half and half show, half Griffball, half Halo news, where we focus on pretty much strictly Halo news and what's going on in the community and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The people at Griffball Hub are really cool. They do a good podcast. I haven't listened to it in a while, but I remember that they do a good job. Almost as good as this show, right?
I'm just going to say episode count and hits for the podcast. Yeah. Anyways. So thank you guys again for coming on. Why don't you go ahead and plug your website and social media links and all that good stuff.
All right, great. We've got HaloCustoms.com, of course. That's our big place. And to make a game, you just register and click games, and that's it. Or join a game. We've also got Facebook, which is HaloCustoms.com, all in letters. Or Facebook.com/HaloCustoms.com. And we've got Twitter, which is @Halo_Customs.
Very nice. You want to give out personal stuff, or you just want to leave it at that?
I got @Insane54, and that's about all that's personal.
I guess you look for us on Halo Customs.
Yeah, the site's pretty well integrated with social media. Like it automatically posts to our Twitter and our Facebook every time we post something on our media stream, and. It lets you integrate pretty easily with your Facebook or post, like retweet something, stuff like that.
Cool. Alrighty. Well, that wraps up our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Podtacular. Make sure you check us out on our website, podtacular.com. And if you have any questions regarding this podcast or any of the Halo news that's out there, or if you want to talk about anything like a funny story you have in Halo or anything else that's Halo related, please send us an email, submissions@podtacular.com, or you can use the big green button that's in the top right-hand corner of our website and use the submission form there. You can also send us a voicemail at 240-200-HALO. That's 240-200-4256. And leave a audio version of a message, and we will play that back on our update shows, which happen every Thursday, and that's the ones we're going to be live streaming. Now, when we do other intermediate podcasts like this one that's not on the regular schedule, we will be live streaming, but those are kind of done more off the whim. So make sure that you go over to twitch.tv/podtacular and go ahead and follow us. If you have an account over there, you can hit the follow button, and then whenever we go live, you will receive an email notification that we are going live. And we'll typically start the stream about 10 to 15 minutes before we actually start recording the show. So make sure you subscribe to that and follow us on Twitch. You can also get to there by doing just podtacular.com/Twitch. I'll make that short URL available to be used here in a little bit. So with that said, thank you guys again for listening. Follow us on all our social media as well, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, Zoom, and whatever other RSS feed reader or aggregator you use to listen to our show. And we will see you guys next time.